You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. And now your host, Eric Dye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN. This is Eric Dye. The Green Business Podcast Show is your EPN channel for better informing you how to green your business, hear how others have made their business green, startups in the greening industry, and bringing awareness to a green economy and the advantages it brings to your community as a whole. Today, we are speaking with Danielle King, Director and Senior Sustainability Consultant at Green Moves Australia, a company that specializes in sustainability, resource efficiency, and education services in the built environment. Danielle, welcome to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN.
Thanks, Eric. Nice to be here.
It's certainly our pleasure to have you, and the topic is certainly important. So, first of all, why would a business, small or large, want to be more sustainable?
Well, there's many reasons and many benefits to running a business in a sustainable manner. And being sustainable doesn't mean just being financially stable. It's also about covering the triple bottom line, which is people, profit, and planet. Unfortunately, many just look at the profit angle. But for a business to be really sustainable, it really needs to cover all three of these areas. So that means to obtain a decent profit, operate in a socially acceptable manner, and to be responsible to the environment. So it's not just about reduced operating costs, although that is a significant advantage. Companies that can demonstrate they're environmentally sustainable can reap other much less tangible benefits, such as better public relations, attracting employees, it encourages brand loyalty, makes the company or its products more appealing to investors, and it can also reduce financial risk in terms of energy and water price fluctuations. So if the business, for example, owns a building, ensuring that the building is as efficient and as healthy as possible also brings benefits in terms of productivity levels. In Australia, we've found up to 40% improvement in productivity, which is huge. And it reduces risk in terms of increasing government regulation, provides for increased asset protection, because green buildings have been found to maintain better market prices than traditional buildings, both nationally and internationally. And finally, businesses that are greening up their operations and becoming good corporate citizens are also looking to extend those requirements to their supply chain. So any company who takes it seriously are likely to be asking those that they deal with for their environmental policies and any other green credentials of their relevant products or services in order to continue to maintain good business relations going forward.
Danielle, what role does being in a green building play?
Operating from an efficient building or a green building or one with green credentials is one of the many things that a business can do to demonstrate that it actually walks the environmental talk. Businesses that can provide proof of their commitment to environmental sustainability by doing things like making their policies publicly available and operating from a building that complements sustainable practices are considered to be more innovative, a better investment, and are likely to have an edge over those that don't. Businesses with sustainability credentials generally think other companies that are like-minded to their supply chain. So demonstrating a commitment by operating from efficient buildings and having other measures in place to reduce business impact on the environment all contributes to attracting business, attracting employees, and building on brand loyalty. Now, if the business owns the building, making it a green building is well worth the investment. For example, in Australia, highly rated NABERS buildings can obtain between 9 and 21% higher market price and show much reduced vacancy rates. And Green Star rated buildings can obtain up to 16% higher market price. So financially, investing in green buildings is definitely worth the effort. So if you're looking for a new premises at any time, look for an efficient green building and ask about any independent environmental ratings, because it all counts.
How would a business go about getting started with all of this?
Right. Getting commitment from senior management to take action in terms of sustainability is generally the first step. Without management buy-in, not much is going to happen, and we've seen this time and time again. If the management needs some encouragement or simply don't know where to start, which is often the case, the first thing that could be done is to identify the baseline, and that identifies where you stand right now. Knowing the starting position is really critical to understanding the current issues that you have in your space and provides the first measurement point for any improvement. And as the old saying goes, if you can't measure it, then you can't manage it. And this also applies to energy efficiency and sustainability. So to get started, start simple and look at resource usage, such as energy and water use. Document the past 12 months of data and keep it going from there, and you'll see the trends and seasonal data come to light. Alternatively, any decent energy auditor or sustainability consultant should be able to conduct an analysis, identify baselines for you, and provide a prioritised and cost-justified list of recommendations for you to action. So generally speaking, the process is commit to do something, identify your operational baselines, define your policies if they don't already exist and targets, then schedule in your energy, water and waste efficiency measures, sort out a communication strategy to advise staff and the public of what you're doing in this space. Many are looking for environmental credentials these days, so it really pays to advertise them and to publicise them if you have them.
Today we are visiting with Danielle King, Director and Senior Sustainability Consultant at Green Moves Australia, a company that specializes in sustainability, resource efficiency, and education services in the built environment here on the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Danielle, what problems and barriers are businesses likely to face here?
Well, the biggest issues that we often come across are time and resources, senior management commitment, and good old financial barriers. Most businesses simply don't have the time or available resources to put into investigating and identifying areas of improvement, and it is a bit of a skill set. So staff are an expensive resource, and so to take people away from their day-to-day jobs can cause issues in other areas. However, if there's an opportunity to get together a small and quite committed green team, then the benefits can be quite significant. Obtaining management commitment has also been difficult in some areas, although more recently it's becoming less of an issue as senior management is starting to see the benefits, or in fact the need, to be seen to be doing something in this arena. A well-worded business case put to management will often help to get things started. Finally, financial barriers to upgrading equipment and implementing projects can also be an issue. Many think that to get green you need to spend significant amount of money. That's not necessarily true. There are many simple, low or no cost items that can be done that will result in improved efficiency and sustainability of a business. So why not start with those first and then use those savings to finance the bigger things? In Australia, specialist finance is available through environmental upgrade agreements or energy efficiency financing arrangements, which can assist in making more capital intensive investments much more financially viable.
And lastly, in the end, would you say it's all worth it?
Absolutely, it's worth it. Evidence is steadily building that to remain competitive in an ever-changing and challenging market, businesses need to be as efficient as they can be. As we mentioned earlier, it's not just about reducing your operating costs. Companies that can demonstrate they're environmentally sustainable reap other less tangible benefits, like better public relations, better to attract employees, better brand loyalty. It can make the company and its products more appealing to investors and reduces the financial risk in terms of energy and water fluctuations. And they don't need to do it all themselves. Any decent energy auditor or sustainability consultant should be able to conduct a good analysis, identify the baselines for you, and provide a prioritised and cost-justified list of recommendations to action. And this is what we specialise in at Green Moves, practical, cost-justified solutions to improve businesses. So as far as I'm concerned, the question isn't, well, you know, should we be going green? It's why wouldn't you? It's just a no-brainer these days.
I would certainly say so. In conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final takeaway here for our conversation today?
I would say my biggest tip would be before commencing any efficiency strategies would be to identify your baseline first. Know where you're starting from, and that will give you a known start point which you can measure success and market and publicise those successes on. And it's really important that you've got that to build on. So definitely identify your baseline first, and then you know where you're going.
Well, if you would, tell our listeners where they can be in touch and to also get more information on Green Moves Australia.
Sure. You can log on to our website, which is www.greenmoves.com.au.
Danielle, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on the Green Business Podcast Show. Certainly wish you all the best. Thanks for this great information.
Pleasure. Thank you, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Danielle King, Director and Senior Sustainability Consultant at Green Moves Australia, a company that specializes in sustainability, resource efficiency, and education services in the built environment. And once again, the website of reference and for contact, it's greenmoves.com.au. And this has been Eric Dye, and you've been listening to the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.